So you've got your World Cup tickets, now what? Well, to be able to enter the country, you'll definitely need an app called Heya, which means come along. And if you take a look here, it's got all my registered details. But what happens if that app for some reason doesn't work, or maybe your phone battery has died, or maybe you don't even use a mobile phone? Well, you'll be able to actually also print it out at one of the many centres across the country. Thank you very much. Heya replaces visas for all international visitors to Qatar for the 2022 World Cup. Travellers won't be able to board planes or even enter the country without the digital pass.
Once you apply for the ticket, you get the notification to apply for Heya. So it has been processed in a way to make sure that every fan and every person in Qatar knows about Heya and knows about how important it is for you to actually have accessibility.
To ensure smooth entry for people coming to the tournament, Heya customer service officers will be on hand at Qatar's airport, all eight stadiums and in some hotels. The Heya Pass gets you additional benefits with other countries in the region. It will get you a free multiple entry permit into countries like Oman, Jordan and the UAE. That also means an easier time for those commuting to Qatar just for the games on shuttle flights. And for Muslims wanting to perform the Umrah, Saudi Arabia will offer visa-free travel to those with Heya cards too.
It's time to apply for your Heya card.
Other features like Heya With Me allows match ticket holders to add up to 3 non-ticket holders to their pass.
Free match day travel.
1.5 million visitors are expected to attend the Middle East's first World Cup. The Heya card also gives you access to free public transport across the country, including entry to all the fan zones. Sarah Khairat, Al Jazeera.